Let us pray. Our and our God, yes, we want to have this hour, this sweet hour of prayer. And thank you, Lord, that we have your word to guide us, to strengthen us, and to empower us to pray in the Spirit. So be with us, we pray, in his blessed and precious name, our intercessor, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like just to share with you the first revival recorded in the Bible. Now, where would you go? Well, Genesis for sure. So let us turn to Genesis chapter 35. And I will read the first five verses of Genesis 35. The first revival ever recorded in the Bible. For those who preach, you know, the law of first mention is important. And we have many principles here we have about revival. So, verse 1, Genesis 35. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appear unto thee when thou fleetest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange god that are among you, and be clean, and change your garment. And let us arise, and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was in Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts where we are and the time we are in. I would like to put emphasis on three stanza or three sentence. The first one, verse 1, God said. Verse 2, Jacob said. Verse 5, the terror of God. That we can say that speak a lot about revival. A revival always starts when God's word has its rightful place among us and above all in our hearts. It is God who is speaking to Jacob. Jacob is troubled. His two sons have did something terrible that we would read in chapter 34. They kill a lot of people. And he is afraid. We read that in verse 30. And Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me and make me a stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and so on. So he is fearful because what the wrong has been done. But God in his grace intervened. And what is beautiful is that in verse 5, it's the opposite. At first, Jacob was fearful about the people around. But when God is with them, it says that the terror of God was upon the cities around them. What a change. God was there. And that's what we need. We need to see the power of God. But to see the power of God, we need to put things in order. And as God is speaking to Jacob to go to Bethel, it is interesting to notice that he doesn't say what they should do. But we see what a man of God knows what to do. Because after God spoke to him, verse 2, then Jacob said, How often we speak before God has spoken to us. And the result is usually not too good. But when we know that God spoke to us, then we can speak. And he knows they're going there to meet God. And you know, you have to be ready to meet God. And that's why he says to his household, put away the strange God. Well, in a way, he knew there was strange God among his family and probably the people they have captured too from chapter, we read in chapter 34. There was strange God. He knew about them and some of them, I wonder if he knew about Rachel stolen the strange God of his brother. But there was strange God. Some he knew about, maybe some he didn't know, but whatever the case, they need to be getting out of the family. Each one of us has strange God in our life. And it could be fame, it could be success, it could be money, it could be family, it could be someone wrote, our heart do manufacture strange gods very easily. Doesn't take long. But whatever they would do with their God, they need to be to get rid of them. That's why he says put them away. And now we see the response of the people. Jacob respond to God's call to go to Bethel. Now the family do response to Jacob in putting away the strange God. And what a testimony he gave to God in verse, as we have read in verse 3. He says there that he will make an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. Revival brings to our memory all the blessing of God. Often we're forgetful and we don't remember what God has done for us. We need always to come back to at the first where God did a great work in our life. So that's what he's doing. Jacob says, we want to worship, to want to honor that God who has been faithful to me. The reason we can pray with assurance is because of the faithfulness of God. I don't know how long you've been saved, but I always think that one word should characterize each one of us toward God, his faithfulness. If we are praying this morning because of his faithfulness. And then, as we have read, verse 4, the response of the people. And they gave unto Jacob, all the strange God which were in their hand. They gave it. They were of no use. They gave it all. We have to give it all. I surrender all to Jesus. And we need to pray like David prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Because those strange God, they can hide in many places in our life. And we need to be very, very careful. And we need to have the light of God to see them and to act in a way that will glorify God by getting rid of them. Little word I have problem in English. But what I like is the result. When we are ready to put away all those things that hinder us to glorify God, what happened is that, and they journey, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. Why was the terror of God upon them? Because the people realized that God was with them. Do people know where we meet in our churches, assembly, that God is with us? Do people know about it? Or they just see us going in and going out and do our little things? We need to see the power of God. Revival, we know what it is. It's a people saturated by the presence of God. The people need to see that terror of God, but we need first to put away all our strange God and obey God and want it to pay the price for it. And God is ready to bless. And when the people have the terror of God, and we won't look, but in the book of Acts, it says that when God was doing great things, people were even afraid to join them because they knew that God was serious business. To believe in God is serious business. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to remove all those strange gods in our life, that we may honor you in the remaining days that we have upon this earth. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.